702.
Weekend Breakfast with Refilwe Mbakanyane.
Let's walk the talk.
It's absolutely walk the talk. Keep those comments coming through, those questions coming through, 011-883-0702. At this time on a Saturday morning, of course, we talk food with Anna Trepido, and looking forward to finding or hearing what gem she's uncovered for us, what gem she's found for us to talk all about this morning. And of course, in today's food feature, our food anthropologist, author, chef, food writer Anna Trepido talks about Alfies. Good morning, Anna.
Hello, hello.
So tell us all about Alfies at 11 Hazelwood Road in Pretoria. What about this joint tickled your fancy?
Oh, it's just lovely.
That's it. It's just lovely.
I think we're all wanting that kind of fantasy holiday that probably didn't exist even before COVID.
We are
imagining that if it wasn't for this kind of dreadful virus, we would be Audrey Hepburn floating through Rome, and that there would be this kind of gorgeous Italian holiday.
You're right, it didn't exist before COVID.
Yes, even if it was always a fantasy.
Yes.
I think that right now we need to kind of cling to those sorts of soothing, relaxing ideas about what the world might have been or might be again, and all of that. Anyway, so Alfies allows one to do that. It's like a modern family-run Italian trattoria. So it's not stuck in some kind of dated, yieldy sense of what an Italian restaurant ought to be. You know, there are no Chianti bottles with candles in them. There aren't plastic grapes. You know, that
no sticky tablecloths, plastic, checkered.
Exactly, exactly. This is the real deal. It's the way that if you had a holiday in Italy today and you wanted something that was casual and relatively cheap, but sort of elegant and delicious, you know, you would find such a place.
When we think or speak about Italian trattorias, what are the sort of fundamental sort of signifiers? What notes is Alfies hitting for you?
You know, the menu is small and focused and deeply authentic. That it's got, you know, the way that Italian menus are not like French menus. You know, there's four courses rather than three. So it's got that classic, you know, there's the antipasto, and then there's the primo, and then the secondo, and then there's dolce. And as a result, so that's like a pre first course, and then first course, which is the pasta, and then the secondo, which is the more substantial stuff, and then dolce, which is the desserts. So you've got these four, the menu's divided into four rather than three, which means the courses are, you know, smaller, but, you know, that there's more of them, that it's got a chalkboard. There's always a ravioli of the day, which I love, you know, that the idea that there would be enough raviolis for every day of the year sort of charms me.
Yeah.
Fantastic bread, you know, so people that don't do carbs, I think, you know, are really going to struggle at Alfies, because, you know, it's just kind of a great heaven of, you know, beautiful crusty ciabatta and focaccia followed by, you know, like, generous portions of ravioli or gnocchi, or, you know, you're really not going to, I think you'd struggle if you were doing a sort of Atkins thing.
All right. Well, you know, for those that can't, for those that can and will indulge, just give us a sense of what you had when you treated yourself to Alfies and what you'd recommend, of course.
Look, I went at lunchtime, Pretoria East. The cops are trapping like crazy at night, so kind of curfew breaking. So I had a lunch rather than a supper, which means that, you know, obviously it was more modest. But it was the first of spring, so we sat outside, and, you know, my husband had the gorgonzola gnocchi with walnuts, and that was 135 Rand. And, you know, he took at least half of it home and had a generous portion nonetheless. that I had the ravioli of the day, which was ricotta and spinach, with a really lovely sort of salsa al pomodoro, you know, fresh tomato sauce. You know, it really felt very springy. And then we were completely full by that point. But I was intrigued because on the menu, the pudding menu says Zabaione truffles. And I thought, well, I don't understand how that works because, you know, Zabaione is that sort of boozy, frothy custard, which is a liquid, and a truffle is a solid. So how does this work? So I ordered them because I wanted to understand, you know, that this was a physics project that was confusing me. and it turns out that what it is it, so it's that lovely, boozy, frothy custard, Zabaione, with cream folded in and then frozen. So it's a frozen dessert. It's a boozy, creamy, frozen dessert, which is then rolled in toasted almonds and cocoa. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And they were just beautiful. So if you, they were 70 rand a portion, that if you want, you know, like a sort of perfect, slightly kind of, yeah, just boozy enough to make you feel like you're on your Roman holiday, but not sort of overly so that you're unable to drive home, I would say this is perfect. That with an espresso,
yes,
was just heaven, you know. And I have to emphasize the espressos because so many places, especially in Pretoria, actually just make watery, dreadful, sour espressos. And this was, you know, just the way that it's what God had in mind when he invented espressos, that it had that beautiful, thick, almost like Guinness kind of frothy crema on the top. At that, you know, when you put a little bit of sugar in, it holds the sugar. It's like it sort of hugs the sugar and it slowly brings it in.
Almost suspends it in place, yeah.
Oh, it's just heaven. It's sort of like, you know, you think, okay, I can breathe because, you know, as you watch the sugar kind of slowly being drawn in. It's like that moment. It's the waiting to exhale moment, really.
Yeah.
And just so pretend Italian holiday could not do better. Alfie is in Hazelwood. Lovely thing to do.
Absolutely love it. And I like the fact that you just elaborated on, I guess, the science or the logic or the thinking behind espressos, because if you've only tasted terrible ones, you do not understand the fascination with them. And then you finally do and you think, my goodness, actually, this is phenomenal. Of course, you are a coffee lover, but it's not that bitter, as you said, that bitter, watery affair that some places do serve up. And the roast matters, but of course, it shouldn't be sour. It shouldn't be left to sort of aerate and oxidize for a long or protracted amount of time. You know, plop that sugar in as quickly as possible if you do take it with sugar and just enjoy. Sip that, you know, should
and
be
even
good
if
beans.
You don't.
Yeah.
Sometimes you must just have the sugar just to have the kind of sensory experience of that, you know, just slowly drawing in, you know, because it makes time slower and just makes for the kind of breathing and relaxing of shoulder muscles that we all need to do.
Is it traditional or conventional to sort of chase that with a plain seltzer or maybe even like soda water or sparkling water? Some places do, some places don't, Anna.
You know, I think people must do whatever they feel comfortable doing. But, you know, certainly my sense is that Italians don't do that and that they're quite snobbish, that if you ask for a glass of water with your espresso...
Just a little shot of salsa water, come on.
I think it's a bit like asking for, you know, do you want froth or cream in your cappuccino? You know, that it kind of marks you out as an outsider. But, you know... This sort of obsession with being
authentic,
you know. I'm going to Italy on holiday, and I have to fool Italians that I am an Italian. You know, that's just silly. You must do what gives you pleasure, and I think that an espresso and a Zabaione is a lovely thing, and. You know, it's just Alfie's is the way to go.
All right, fantastic stuff. Now that you've convinced us, Alfie's is where exactly? Remind us.
So it's 11 Hazelwood Road in Hazelwood, and it's a whole street. strip of little restaurants, but just ignore the others that look sort of bigger, more glamorous, have more cars outside. Head for Alfie's, which is on the corner. And if you want to make a booking, and it is quite small, so, you know, certainly if you're going at night, I think you might have to. It's Pretoria 346-7873.
Okay, 3467873, and that is 11 Hazelwood Road, because there's an SMS that came through asking for clarity on where exactly Alfie's is. It's 11 Hazelwood Road in Pretoria. Well, Anna, thank you so much for bringing us this delightful little treat. And yeah, and as Anna said, if a real Italian holiday is not on the cards or on the horizon for you, this is the next best thing. Really, really tantalized and excited. Another thing to add to our list, Anna. Thanks so much for bringing Alfie's to us this morning. And of course, you can find Anna Trepido on Instagram. Her handle is Trepido Territory.